Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majure, with John Duman. Welcome, John.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Great. We do this about once a month.
Yes, we do.
That's right. And this happens to be the December edition of this. It's an opportunity to look at our newsletter in depth, which you are the editor.
I am, today anyway.
And not only that, is we have a chance to give our listeners a look ahead at the whole month. And this last 3 months, October with the Reformation, then November with Thanksgiving, and this year we really blew it out of the park, knocked it out of the park with the 32 hours of the Thanksgiving, the best Thanksgiving ever. And now we're down to Christmas, and we have a lot of exciting things we do every single year.
So Thanksgiving's your favorite holiday.
That's right.
Where does Christmas fall in?
Oh, it's between that and the resurrection.
Okay.
So it's a close, this tie for second.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's great. I read an article, John, that you mentioned that just today. I'm doing some mentoring with a young man about my son's age, and he asked the question, I was going to say this for later, John, but we'll do it now. Why is there no Thanksgiving music?
Probably because you have to have, you know, chewing and eating and laughter and stomach noises, all to make Thanksgiving make sense.
I see. Okay. Well, that wasn't one of the answers to the article. So,
I didn't read the article, obviously.
With that in mind, I think that you should introduce the content author, the lead article for this month's the Ministry News of Strong Tower Radio.
This month's theme, Tom, was authored by Pastor Daniel Faraz. We try to reach out and get various people, pastors and what have you, to write our themes for us, and Pastor Faraz jumped at the opportunity, and he wrote a phenomenal article. So, welcome, Pastor Faraz.
Thank you so much, John.
And obviously, you're not from Michigan.
No, that's true. I was born a little distance away, across the pond, you might say, over in England.
Okay. Well, how long have you been here in the States?
It's been 17, nearly 18 years.
So you're yeah.
Becoming oriented.
Well, you're becoming oriented. I was going to say is
Sometimes I even sound American.
Well, you know, John, I learned to really appreciate Pastor Frez and his wife, Petra. What a wonderful couple. They served in the Kalamazoo area where my sister is a member there. And truly, his witness and how the Lord works on his life is such a gentle person with conviction. I just truly appreciate Pastor Faraz.
Well, that's very kind of you, Tom. We appreciate you both and all the ministry there at Strong Tower Radio. It's tremendous. We're so glad for it.
We are blessed to be a part of it, sir.
Well, let's have a word of prayer. John, will you lead us?
Absolutely. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your very many blessings, your watch care, the love that you give us, and especially the opportunity to learn more about you in every day and every way. We pray now that you will speak through us, that this recording and this broadcast will be a blessing to others. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, John, I went back and did some research trying to put together, you know, look where we've been with these newsletters. I was the editor. George Corliss was the original editor. And It's interesting. You can tell a lot about an organization by their newsletter.
That's true.
And when we brought on the guest writers here, we have been so blessed by the multitude of them. It is just... It just added a sparkle to the newsletter.
Absolutely. We got a twofer on that one, though.
Okay.
We have the opportunity to have someone outside of our organization writing an article about something that they're strongly supportive of, if you will. But we also get to have them on our recording now.
Yes.
We get to interview them. So we get more than just one thing out of this. This is good.
So... please go ahead and introduce the article and let Pastor Perez give the essence of where he was going and inspire our listeners to go online to str.fm and read this for themselves in its entirety.
If they don't get it in the mail.
That's right. Need to do both.
Absolutely. So if I got the title correct, the humanity of Christ is everything to us.
Absolutely. Yes, I kind of have the title, the humanity of Christ or the Son of God is everything to us, because he actually comes into this world to take our place, to pay the penalty for our sins. Truly an amazing thing. And I just like to read from scripture that some of the key verses that show that Jesus became a man. I mean, he's the Son of God, he's part of the Godhead, but at the appointed time, the Bible says, he comes into our existence. There are many verses, but I'd love to go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 is one of my favorite verses, because it says, they shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So the whole thing of Jesus becoming a man to take our place is to save us from our sins, from the power of sins. And then the Bible explains how he does that. So if we read in Matthew 21:23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And I kind of emphasize the us, God with us. Then if we go to Isaiah, we'll find that it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And this giving of the Son of God to us is perhaps more involved and broader than we and deeper than we might think. So if we look, for example, at Romans chapter 1, I love the way Paul introduces that. He says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Jesus, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now, I don't know about you, but that's quite an amazing statement, that Jesus Christ, our Lord, was made of the seed of David. It's kind of, the scripture is trying to tell us how close Jesus came to us, and to be able to take our guilt and our sin upon himself. He becomes one of us. And this is tremendous, shocking, amazing, wonderful news. Because sometimes we don't realize how successful Jesus was in becoming one of us, and then how successful he is to actually take our sins upon himself. It's like he came right next to us and received the load of sin, the guilt of sin from the whole world upon himself. And so the Bible is full of these amazing statements that shows how closely he came to one of us. So, I mean, the Bible says that this shall be a sign that the Lord will give.
You know, Pastor, it makes me think about when you say come alongside and to take our burden. It kind of reminds me of what happened with Simon of Cyrene when Jesus was carrying the cross to Mount Calvary, and he was so faint that he fell and he could not carry. They put it back. He revived. They got him back up. They had him carried again, and he fell again. And the soldiers had Simon carry that cross, that burden that at that time physically Christ could not bear. And that's what Jesus is doing for us right now and has done for us.
Right, absolutely. And you see, the birth of Jesus was amazingly prophesied in the prophecy of Daniel, the 70 weeks prophecy of Daniel 9:24. And it's kind of referred to in Galatians. Just like to read in Galatians 4, it says, but when the fullness of the time was come, in other words, the predicted time of when the Messiah would come, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So, in other words, what God is doing through Jesus is kind of having a second run at it, having another human in the form of Jesus that will have a track record being the Son of God that will be a perfect one, and then without having guilt or without having any sin, you know, he was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin, but then being a viable and true substitute for us to take our sins.
It's like Christ, Adam, or the human race, dropped the baton, and Jesus picked it up and finished the race for us.
Right, and you know, it says that he was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh of the seed of Abraham, according to the flesh. The Bible speaks about our humanity as, you know, in this term, the flesh, and it says, you know, in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So Christ obviously is the Son of God. You know, Hebrews chapter 1 said that he is the express image of the Father, that he speaks to us now through his Son. So he's obviously divine, but in his human nature, what kind of human nature did he assume? And the Bible is telling me, in an amazing condescension, the willingness of God to come right down to where we are. He accepts the weakened, sinful nature that we struggle with. But of course, he is victorious and then able to receive our sins upon him. And of course, he goes to the cross as an innocent man, the Son of God, able therefore to bear our sins in our place. So And that's what I find so powerful about baptism, because baptism means that I am crucified with Christ. So Christ was crucified with no guilt, innocent. He pays the price for the sins of the whole world. And so when I am baptized, because Jesus is my brother, he is as close to me, he is my next of kin, if you like, as the Bible will say, he can redeem me. So because he's my brother, he can take my sins upon himself, because he became one of us. And so what this is saying for me is, Jesus loved me so much that in this divine mystery, you know, he veiled his divinity, he assumes our humanity so that he can give me powerful transformation and what we call salvation. You know, that's what Jesus really wanted to do. He came to save us from the guilt of sin, from the power of sin.
You know, it's amazing that the scripture says that scarcely for a good man would anybody lay down his life, but Jesus did it for us, sinners, undeserving. Mm-hmm. It just, that is the great mystery, that God would, that anyone would do it, but much less somebody who would, the word has been used, condescend. I mean, the God of the universe, the creator, royalty just doesn't do that. As a rule, does not condescend to the lowest peasant to take their place. It's just a miracle.
Absolutely. And I think this is, when we look at who Jesus is in his divinity, he's the second person of a Godhead. He is God. He is eternal. John 1, you know, first chapter of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we have God, but then he's made flesh. I mean, if you think of, I mean, our minds can't even grasp this, but this is what we're being told. We're being told the sovereign of the whole universe, the creator of the universe, is willing to humble himself and be born of a virgin, born into humanity, to lift us back up to a right relationship with God. And I find this is very powerfully articulated in various verses of scripture, but 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 is an amazing kind of demonstration of this transfer. So I'll just read it. So it says, this is 2 Corinthians 5, 21, and it says, for he has made him, so the he is God, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. So what I see scriptures telling us is that God is actually transforming us. And he doesn't just forgive us our sins, he cleanses us. And this is good news. It means that I, as a weak, sinful human being that I am, I don't have to be overcome by Satan, by his temptations. I can have victory in Jesus. I can have the faith of Jesus as I am connected to the vine that Jesus is. As a branch, I will give fruit. And the fruit that God wants is righteousness, which means right living. And this is all possible because of how close Jesus came to us and became one of us, fallen, sinful human beings. But yet, as Hebrews says, without sin. He was tempted in all points like as we are. He has the disadvantaged, weak, sinful flesh, as the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 3. But he didn't sin. So therefore, he is able to accomplish something that is is only really comprehensible once we experience the joy of salvation and the peace of this work of Christ to save us and to make us righteous again. I mean, it's totally amazing that he has made sin for us who knew no sin, he wasn't guilty, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So what does God want for us? He wants us to be his sons and daughters again. It doesn't matter how far we may have drifted from him. Doesn't matter how guilty we are. And sometimes the devil really helps us in this to throw a lot of guilt and negativity upon ourselves. But Jesus says, no, you don't even need to go there anymore. I am your Savior, and he saves us from my sins, not in them. And this is amazing. And God is able to do this through Jesus becoming one of us, yet without sin. It's mystery. It's hard to grasp, but the more we read what is revealed in the Word of God, the more we kind of fall, our thinking falls into line. And then the Christian life is constantly being fed by the Spirit. So it's like we are given, once we surrender our life to Jesus, when we receive his strength through his Holy Spirit, we are constantly being fed the righteousness of Christ. And that means that we are in harmony with his will and that we are transformed. And it's a daily thing. I mean, Paul would say, well, I die daily. Well, yeah, absolutely. Every day, it's like a recommitment of my life to my Savior, who has condescended so amazingly from being my Creator to being my Redeemer. He takes my place so that he can give me his holiness. You know, the Bible says that we are to partake of the divine nature. These are amazing truths and concepts that give the weak, sinful human being that we all are hope that we don't have to stay in our sin. We don't have to stay beaten down, defeated, and overcome by Satan. I mean, salvation means getting me out of my predicament. And Jesus is an able Savior because he took on our humanity.
Amen, amen. So the God of the universe, one part of that Godhead, which is Jesus Christ, became a human and paid the penalty for us that we can have eternal life, amazing victory. But the point that you're making is that if he didn't do that, it's everything to us. And if he didn't do it, our salvation would not exist. And so his humanity is everything to us.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much for writing this lead article. And John, I need to mentioned that he was the pastor in the past of the Kalamazoo Seventh-day Adventist Church, but now he is at the Holly Seventh-day Adventist Church in southeastern Michigan. And I think also you have the Grand Blanc Church.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, we've been here for 7 years. It's been a great blessing.
Well, tell our listeners, we have you on Fresh Manna, preaching sermons from time to time. So listeners, you can refer back to this article when you hear him on Fresh Manna. Tell our listeners where you're located in Holly. It's off of I-75 on the southeast side of the state in the village of Holly. Tell us more.
Yeah, 16180 Fish Lake Road, Holly, Michigan. That's the address, 48442. If any of your listeners have any questions, it is difficult to articulate such a topic, such a holy and topic that requires a lot of reverence in a short while. And so if people want to contact me, they're welcome to send me an email. That email address is daniel.petra@gmail.com. So Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L dot Petra, P-E-T-R-A, at gmail.com. And I'd be happy to help encourage anybody that would like to know a little bit more on this topic. It's so great a salvation that God has given us in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, listeners, you've just heard Pastor Faraz of the Holly Seventh-day Adventist Church, who wrote the lead article for the Strong Tower Radio Ministry news that is coming out and should be in your mailbox at this time, or you can access it on our website. The easiest way is strongtowerradio.fm or strongtowerradio.org. We will be back after this break.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Ladies and gentlemen, and just like a plane coming in for the landing, we are back.
All right, and we just touched down, John.
Yes, we did.
And we're not playing football. Anyway, hey, John, we're here to talk about the newsletter. That's your bailiwick, but we kind of divide this up and give you a flavor for it. It's always best, John. Like we say with the old-time radio variety, now we call it the Variety Hour, it's better in person.
Absolutely.
And so reading this in person is always better.
Absolutely. It's so much more than, you know, if you're in a conversation and someone's telling you about something that someone said who someone said, it's a whole lot better to have been there when it was said by the person who said it. Because it makes more sense.
Absolutely. And it has pictures.
I guess you could call them pictures.
Okay, it has graphics.
Mostly.
Well, good. Hey, listen, we like to review what's for each month and to encourage you to go to str.fm and read it for yourself on our website. That's strongtowerradio.org. Both addresses will get you there, or if you're on the mailing list, you would already have it in your hand.
And you want to be on the mailing list.
That's right. So David Bolduc, the founder and president, gives the president's perspective. Go tell it to the world. And not only is he our president and leader of our organization, but he also writes very insightful, has deep thoughts and perspectives, and this one is a real winner here, talking about to go tell it to the world. And I really appreciate that article. You'll want to go to our website, str.fm. John, Changed Lives, that's one of our favorite. In fact, in essence, besides giving glory to God, the reason we're here,
absolutely,
is to be used by God to change lives. And our listeners, too, by telling other people about Strong Tower Radio, other people's lives will be changed likewise.
And we are absolutely thrilled every time we hear about someone who walked into a church because of listening to Strong Tower Radio, and or are getting baptized because they listen to Strong Tower Radio.
And that's a changed life. And John, just recently we've had a flurry of Strong Tower Radio stories of listeners having changed life. We might just pause here for a moment and talk about just things are just happening as of last week. John, I was here and our secretary was off for the day, and so it defaulted to my phone. And I picked up the phone, and actually I enjoy this, John. It's an opportunity because, you know, my responsibility is to coordinate and produce radio programs. Mm-hmm. And radio is a one-way mechanism.
That's true.
And so, listeners, you can call Tom and John anytime and leave a message or email and let us know what we're doing. And we also like affirmation besides.
Yeah, and if you feel like we shouldn't be on the radio, let us know that, too.
That's right. Okay. There you go. So this person called up and said, I've been listening to this program, Blueprint for Men. Well, my ears just picked up because that was a program that we brought.
Absolutely.
You know, we take other programs. I found out once I got in this position, there are 168 hours in a week. You know, I could have figured that out a long time ago.
But it's not something you think about.
Not something you think about. But when you have to program 168 hours, 7 days a week, times 24 is 168 hours. And the Strong Tower Radio producing programs takes effort, time, and a little bit of money. And we could talk about if you feel so blessed and you would like to see more new programs on Strong Tower Radio, that you can make that possible with your contributions. And we'd like to, next year we'd like to add, we'll put in the budget, two more FTEs. And
yeah,
that would help us edit, have more editors for more programs that are locally based. Right now we produce at least 40 hours of airtime out of that 168 hours.
And we would love to do more.
And, you know, John, we opened up this program, Strong Tower Radio Feature, and the purpose was is to be more local content, and we are definitely doing that.
We are doing that.
So we just doubled the amount of effort that we're putting into local programming, and we'll need editors. We just stretch a little further, and it'd be nice to bring on another editor.
And we could use an engineer or two.
That's true. Absolutely. But this person calls up, and what had happened is that my son had invited me to a men's, Christian men's retreat in Georgia. He lives in Georgia, Cahada Springs. And I was introduced to this most amazing men's ministry that's in the Chattanooga in the deep south. And this ministry just seems to be spot on with quality programs. And one of the I got on their mailing list, and they send out once a week a mailing of a podcast that they produce. And I was so amazed, the sound, not only the content, encouraging men to be men, Christian men, to stand for purpose, plus Grant Grave produces this program with sound effects, and it just stirs a man's, Christian man's soul.
Yeah, they are really amazing podcasts.
And I said, what can you do to get this on Strong Tower Radio? And it varied. Podcasts, as many of our listeners may or may not know, there's no time limit. It's not like radio is you're fit into a slot.
Yeah.
And so it was at different lengths. It seemed to be appropriate. I asked him to make it into radio length of quarter hour, and he gladly did that. And now we have Blueprint for Men broadcast for the first time anywhere in the world on Strong Tower Radio. Well, last Friday, from this broadcast that we're recording, this listener calls up, and he may be listening even as we speak. And he said, "I'd like to get hear that again, to get that podcast or that recording." And so that just brought joy of how Strong Tower Radio is affecting his life. And we also had one of the very first productions that we did with recording our own book reading. We'd never done that. We'd done interviews. We've done a number of things. We've never done a book reading. We did the Ministry of Healing. You hear it on Strong Tower Radio. It's Emily Graham did it. A listener called last Wednesday, I believe it was, and they live in the Jackson area, which is outside of our terrestrial or the ground-based radio stations.
Right.
And he's a construction worker in the Jackson area. He was working in Lansing. He's driving back, and he's probably listening to this program also. And he hears the program. He's so excited. He calls the station, and one of the things that he shared with Joy Corliss, who picked up the phone, is, "I've got to tell my wife about this." Oh, what it was, he was listening to the section, was talking about overcoming addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a recovering alcoholic, and in remission or not participating, but they always say that they could go back, and so they
absolutely
start recovering. And he said, "This is it." He says, "He had heavy addictions in two or three substance, but when Christ came in, it took it away."
Amen.
And God gave him the power, and that resonated and affirmed what he believed and he experienced. He says, "I've got to tell my wife about that," and so that program. And then we had some other story that came in last week of lives being changed. But back to the newsletter, December issue, page 3, Changed Lives, John.
Well, this is a continuation, Tom. We started out with the first half of this Changed Life in the November issue, and we're finishing it up in this month's issue. This is a continuation of Maisie Grace's story. It talks about how everything was getting better and she was doing well, and then Satan wasn't happy, so he knocked her down, gave her a blood pressure incident, which caused her to pass out, and she fell and broke 2 vertebrae.
What a setback.
And she was all alone. A neighbor happened to come by and check on her, found her on the floor, took her to the hospital.
Timely.
And this was all during COVID, so
okay,
you can imagine what kind of a scenario that was.
Complicated.
And then they took her to their home and kept her until she got better.
Talk about good Samaritan.
Absolutely.
That's reliving the story.
Absolutely. She continues to listen to Strong Tower Radio. She was baptized this September 17, 2022, at the Fremont Seventh-day Adventist Church.
And we had a chance to meet her, and something really special. But should they read the newsletter?
I think that's a surprise thing. They got to read for themselves.
Okay, we're not going to give it all away. So, listeners, you need to go to str.fm and look up the newsletter and find out the rest of the story. And God has a way of smiling, and she was given a gift or a reward that God has a way. But you've got to go read it
absolutely
for yourself. Well, we're going to turn the page to page 4 of the Ministry News, Strong Tower Radio's Ministry News on str.fm. How many times can I say that, John?
I imagine you can probably say it quite a few.
Okay. Hey, listen, there's a recipe in here this month. The lead article was Pastor Daniel Ferez, and his wife is said to be quite a cook. And one of our staff said, recommended, her name is Petra Faraz, and she has a wonderful recipe. It's pistachio roast with morel sauce. Now, if you love morel sauce and you like to collect them up here in northern Michigan, this is the recipe for you. But I think you could probably substitute some other. If it's out of season, you can't get
your morels. I imagine you probably could. So, it's a very interesting sounding recipe. I may actually try it myself.
Yeah, puffed pastries, of course, pistachios, which has a unique flavor, sour apples, cashews, cheese, suggest vegan cheese, of course, gluten flour, nutmeg, and some seasoning besides, and that is just the roast itself.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if that's something you could have on Christmas dinner or something like that.
I imagine you probably could. I don't know how long it takes to prepare it, but it looks interesting at any rate.
Well, let's just look at that sauce, too. You have the morels dried, okay. So I guess you could get it out of season as well as in season.
If you can find them, dried or otherwise.
There you go. Onions, garlic, leeks. You have to say that. What's that?
Celeriac? I had never heard of it until I saw this article, so I'm not even sure if it's celery or something similar to it.
I'm going to look that one up, John. And then there's thyme, rosemary, vegetable stock, and soy cream. It sounds like a winner to me.
It sounds interesting at any rate.
Maybe we can have that for the Strong Toe Radio Christmas party.
There's a thought.
Okay.
And then on page 5, Tom, we have listeners and supporters writing in and telling us interesting things. I'll not tell you what those things are. You'll have to read them for yourself. And then there's a message from Mama Bear, a.k.a. Sandy Cole, that you have to read.
And who is Sandy Cole?
Sandy Cole is the voice.
The voice, yes.
On the phone. She is a phenomenal young lady who runs the front desk for us. She's multi-talented, and she had an accident this summer, and she is back to work, almost back to 100%. She would argue with you about that, but she is close.
The Lord has blessed, and we are, she just keeps us together. And when she wasn't here, John, the front lobby was empty. And it was more than empty. Our soul was empty.
The lights were off.
Yes, that's true too.
It was, no, I'm just
literally.
When you walked in, even in daylight, it was dark.
But, and she, you know, she was the one who, when I first came here, you know, moving up to the Cadillac area, we knew a couple people, but she just kept me in the game, especially when I was commuting back and forth to Grand Rapids for months on end. But there's a lot of different listeners' comments there. That you will want to read for yourself. And, of course, we aren't going to tell them because it's on str.fm.
That's correct.
And it's in your mailbox if you're on the mailing list. So, hey, listen, current events, that happens. You know, John, you were quite creative there. It looks like a kind of voltage or electricity on that font that you use there. What's the name of that one?
It is actually electric.
Okay. I nailed that one. My grandfather was an electrician, and his business card had kind of a font like that. Hey, listen, what I like to do is let you know what's happening. I am the production director here at Strong Tower Radio. That basically means that if it's local, I had maybe had my finger in the pie there. And it's really exciting that we are... We like to take as many of those, which you're involved, is the Variety Hour. And we're up to somewhere close to 33.
Yes, we are.
30. Can you imagine a program started in the Mount Pleasant Seventh-day Adventist Church as a, I think it was a Vesper program?
I believe it was that, yes.
And George Corliss was invited to be a part of that particular event. And I think maybe he said, we need to do this more often and the rest.
Bigger
and better.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, we started out with one a year. And this year, counting the one that happened just recently, we will be at our sixth for this year.
You guys are just putting it out there.
Oh, man. I don't mind doing six, but we had two back-to-back within a week. That was tough.
That was tough. And you guys don't do them all in a localized area.
You
went all the way up to Wilson, which is way up in the UP. I've never even been there.
Yep.
And then you've had them how far south?
They've been down in Illinois. That back-to-back, we were in Charlotte 1 week, and the following week we were in Wilson. So it was a bit of driving.
And you have one more yet this year, which is in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in southwestern Michigan, and at least heading that way. So many of those programs, if they're air quality, we bring them to you. And we play the Charlotte, and by this time we'll have already played the Wilson on the air. You'll enjoy that. And Kalamazoo is around the corner. We also in November added some new programs, more programs, network programs from 3ABN and some other sources. Your Family Health, from It Is Written, is Line Upon Line. And Unshackled Purpose came from 3ABN. It's about prison ministries, and there's a couple others that are in there. Our Strong Tower Radio feature program has really been on the road. We took it to heart. We have the equipment now. We went to the Wexford Express and the Grand Haven Harbor Transit. These are on demand. That means you call up and they pick you up. That's like a glorified taxi service.
And return you.
And we learned about how important transportation has become in rural America and small town America. The other ones that we're usually familiar is scheduled routes, which tend to be in Detroit, Grand Rapids,
big cities.
But there is a different need with the diversity of population, the lack of density. So these people help people get to work, help people get to doctor's offices. They even transport them from this part of Michigan all the way down to the U of M, dedicated runs, amazing services that they're providing there. We've gone started a tour of the premier Adventist Community Service Centers. If our listeners are not familiar with the Adventist Community Service Centers, it's a outreach of being the hands and feet of Christ, providing needs, felt needs, real needs of food, clothing. Each center does exactly what is needed by the community. And we're learning a lot about that. John, you were there at Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful center, great history, women starting in their house, out of their garage, serving, and it grew into a center. They've moved probably about three times. They're now helping children in students in schools in Gratiot County. They started with two buildings last school year, and they're trying to get to all 18 buildings. And they do it with such dignity. These teachers and the social workers, principals, nurses see the need. They send a note home with the child, reach the parent. The parent gives the sizes of the children. And then when they come back to school, the social worker literally comes to the center, pulls the clothes. It's so organized they can pull it themselves. They take it back to school. They call the student to the office just before closing time. They put it in a nice bag, a really nice gift bag and they take those clothes home and meet real felt needs.
It's amazing.
It is. And we just had, we're continuing to play a number of programs. Oh, we're going to go to, we've been to Bering Springs. That'll be aired soon. Quite a center down there serving a university and people in that community. We're going to Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and we're going to do a virtual tour. We've got pretty good on virtual tours lately. And we're going to go to the Adventist Historic Village in Battle Creek, Michigan. That's going to be a ton of fun. We've done interviews with Play Nice at work, at home, and in your church. And we're going to play interviews with health. We've actually aired them with the Drs. Nedley, well-known health expert, Dr. Zeno, and of course our friends, the Garden Guy, every month. Mm-hmm. And just a lot of things happening. Thanksgiving thoughts. And we did actually turned out to be 32 hours of the best Thanksgiving ever on Strong Tower Radio. And we have more things to look forward to in the next month. We are looking at a Christmas schedule. It's going to be 48 hours of Christmas, and that starts Christmas Eve morning at 12:01 and goes 48 hours, ending at midnight on Christmas Day. That's going to be a great fun. And it's, John, it's at least the rest of the month, starting with December 5th. We have 4 hours of Christmas program every single day. And of course, there's going to be Christmas music throughout the month. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to encourage you that it's a chance to witness. A chance to witness that you can play that on your drive, you can on your podcast, on your radio.
Strong Tower Radio. Play Strong Tower Radio.
And we can do str.fm and streaming. And you can also do it on your apps, on your Apple and Android phones. And you can play it on the radio at home when your guests are there.
Thanksgiving ambiance.
They'll love the whole thing, Thanksgiving, Christmas for the season, whichever one it is. Just make it a habit. It's going to be happening regularly to witness and share Jesus with your family and friends.
Absolutely.
John, tell us about Cam's article, Something in the Air.
Before we get to that.
Oh, yes.
We have been, in the past 3 or 4 issues of the Ministry News, asking for your responses on whether you want to receive or continue receiving a hard copy in the mail of the Ministry News. And we still need your responses if you haven't done so. We're getting close to that point where we're going to start dropping names off. And if you want to get it, please let us know.
And, you know, there's a real blessing to receiving the hard copy because you may not remember to look it up online, mm-hmm. but that's kind of why I like the paper statements, John. I do like the paper statements because you don't have to go download it. So,
well, and in our case, we look at a computer screen all day. I don't want to continue looking at a computer screen when I read something. So I'd prefer to have this in my hands.
Well, not only that, John, is that you can see all of it. And even when you're downloading the schedule, you're looking on that little smartphone device of yours, and you can only see a little part of the whole thing.
Yep. So Cam's article is entitled Something in the Air. Tom, you've heard of A Nose for News?
Yes, yes, yes.
And that refers to being able to sniff out little news tidbits, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, Cam goes on that in a different route in that he and his wife were walking through the Michigan woods and they smelled something.
What was it, John?
It was the needles from the fir trees.
Yes.
And he goes on to say that there are companies who offer these in little pillows and it emanates the scent of fir needles for months even.
Okay.
And Dr. Eddie Ramirez mentions that there's a study that they actually quantified the immune system benefits of being in the woods for just 1 hour. Mm. And they can last for months and increase your immune cell production by 50%. That's kind of amazing, just it for is. A little one-hour walk in the woods. And then he goes on and talks about how close to God we are energized, and we portray his character a lot more than we do of our own, or we certainly hope that that's what God's doing for us. And that comes out when we help people out, when we support ministries like Strong Tower Radio. And Cam goes on to thank you all for helping us through these past few months of this year. And we pray that you will continue to help us in prayer and in financial help. And we hope that you will continue through 2023 smelling the fragrance of God's love.
Amen. Well, John, thank you for bringing us into a landing on Strong Tower Radio today. This is our December theme edition, and I look forward to sharing this with our listeners because I get excited about what's coming on for the coming month.
And we're not going to talk to people until next year.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a long time.
Yes, it is.
Well, folks, until next year, God bless.
Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to Strong Tower Radio Network. Our stations reach from Kalamazoo over to Lansing and up to the Mackinac Bridge, and then west to Ironwood on the border of Wisconsin, and even a station in central Illinois. Our most southerly station is 97.3 W247 AM Kalamazoo. Driving north on 131, you can tune to 91.9 WMJC in Richland. Continuing north on 131, you can tune to 89.7 WNHG Grand Rapids. Driving west from Grand Rapids, you can tune to 93.1 WMPA Ferrisburg. Driving north from Grand Rapids, you can continue to listen to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 91.9 FM WGCP Cadillac. Driving east from Grand Rapids to Lansing, you can continue listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 1540 AM KTGG Okemos and 104.7 W284 AH Lansing, as well as 92.3 W222 CU Charlotte. Driving north from Lansing, you can continue listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 90.7 FM WBHL Harrison. Continuing your drive north, you can keep listening to Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 93.9 FM WAVC Mayo and 102.7 FM W274BN Alpena. Crossing over the beautiful Mackinac Bridge, you can hear Strong Tower Radio by tuning to 97.9 WIHC Newberry. Driving west of Newberry, Strong Tower Radio can be received by tuning to WUPJ Escanaba on 90.9 FM. Driving further west, tune to 91.3 FM W217CG Ironwood. And lastly, in the heart of the land of Lincoln, tune to Strong Tower Radio on 91.3 FM, W217BB Hickory Point. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.